All right.
Hi there, James. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Giselle wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions for you, and then, of course, also to apply a very reduced rate here for your young company. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Really good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, you know, you kind of have the best of both worlds going on here. I mean, you've got a lot of experience, so it's very easy for us to promote you as the guy who knows what he's doing, the guy you should trust, the guy you should call, and yet officially your business at 1 year in, you do qualify for reduced pricing for a new business.
Cool.
We are also running a promotion because of the holiday shortened week for next week, reducing setup fees as well. So as far as you know, the service, you'd be looking at a flat rate month to month. There's no long-term contract. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Our job would be to create the content for your business for people to find you on their own and call you directly. And of course, they will find you without already knowing the name of your company. They're, you know, going online looking for someone who can do quality electrical work, whatever they might be typing in, whether it's, you know, panel upgrade or whatever it might be. Our job would be to make sure that you've got the content that Google looks for, Bing too. So we're talking Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. Because we're Google Premier Partners, we know that Google does index almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them are equally important. All of them will, of course, talk about your services and your service area. Now, Giselle says you're going about 20 miles, mostly residential, but you would like more commercial work, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We can do that with the targeted marketing. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help?
Oh, I have just one apprentice.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. So
two of us.
Perfect. It's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle. However, a steady stream of phone calls will be coming directly to you. And of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate. I mean, you're keeping it pretty local, just 20 miles, but you're still kind of servicing, you know, the downtown Salt Lake area, the surrounding community. For the strength of programming to create the calls coming directly to you throughout your service area, I would want to include a paid ad component as well. So not only will you show up in that local map on Google and on Bing, you'll have Facebook and Meta ads as well. We can target specific zip codes, subdivisions even, where it's most profitable for you to be found. And of course, we can target both residential and commercial work. Now, with the reduced price, for you being a young company, you'd be looking, well, normally it's $599 a month, but I would reduce that down to a fixed flat rate of $299. So, promotional rate for sure for a young business, but it is not an introductory rate. So it will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service, but as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing will apply, and every month you'll save $300 off the normal cost of the service. And then, like I said, we are also reducing the cost of the setup fees. We want to get as many of these positions filled as we can, knowing that we'll have, you know, 4 days to do a five-day week next week. So normally,
do I have to have a website?
Well,
I don't have a website set up yet.
I was going to ask you about that because I did notice that you don't have a website. You don't have to have a website to be on that first page. I would want you, though, to have a website because, I mean, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you on that first page have the reason to pick up the phone and call you, right? Our job is to make sure your phone is ringing. Now, what I'd be willing to do here for you is to include a micro website. It's a one-page website, sometimes called a landing page. I would include it at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost, still offered on a month-to-month basis. I mean, like I said, we want to make sure that your phone is ringing. The other thing that I would do here for you, there's normally a setup fee. The setup fee itself can be $299. That's for all the directories that we have to create, but we are reducing setup fees with the holiday. So I'd be looking at taking $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches, of course, to the first month. Every month after that, it would be $299. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you are popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, most of the time, you'll simply get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Both residential and commercial clients will be picking up the phone and calling you. They'll also, though, have an option of filling out the contact form on the website, tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done. When they do that, you get a text message as well as an email, so you know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form does repopulate on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's a comprehensive service. I mean, there's a lot that we have to do on our end, but for you as our client, it's about as straightforward as it can be. I mean, it's straightforward pricing. You know exactly how much it bills. It bills the same amount on the same day every month. Giselle attached here an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. I know that's a very, very different service. With that, you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Have you been using it for a while? Do you like that service?
I've been using it for about a month. And
okay.
I don't. Yeah.
Kind of hit or miss.
I'm gonna. Yeah, like sometimes, like when I first started it, I was like, wow, this is really good. I got like 3 or 4 jobs. The first week.
Right.
But then I put it on pause, so I could get the work done.
Right.
Because booked out between that and my other stuff. I was booked out for like a month.
Understand.
But you can only pause it for 48 hours.
Right.
And it doesn't even pause exactly then. It comes back on early. And then they'll shoot you a leap. But I've got like 3 or 4 of those, and every one of them I haven't even been able to talk to the people.
Oh, that happens.
I've been taking notes too. Yeah, they won't even answer, so it's some old crappy lead. The one person I talked to was like, yeah, we got that done. That's already done.
Already. You know,
I took all these notes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy as it sounds, you're not the first person to tell me. I mean, I hear quite often, you know, they call, you know, I call right away, the guy says, hey, I already scheduled an appointment with somebody else, you know, stop calling me. It goes from polite to, you know, yelling at the guy for calling. And you're like, I am paying for this lead. I want to try to call you and speak with you. And now, you know, you're getting yelled at for that, and you have to call and say, hey,
you're getting
what
dodged.
Happened. But you are not the first person to say that you called and they says, oh, we already got that job done. You know, that's been complete. I mean, even if you get the lead right away, you know, 6 or 8 of your competitors have gotten that lead as well. And sometimes the job's been done, or at least someone's already talked to somebody else, and they're not even answering the phone anymore. So, you know, what I would tell you is this. I mean, obviously, there's no conflict with the Angies. You do not have to stop using it to be a top option on the first page of Google. Although my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of those others, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners in general would prefer to have direct phone calls. They just want their phone to ring. They want it to be a potential customer on the other end. I don't think anybody wants to chase down a lead, especially with something like that where the lead goes out to so many of your competitors. So you'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on those leads. You might keep them paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of my clients actually do shut their leads off altogether and just let their phone ring. I mean, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies on the first page. Well, I mean, it's the old football adage, right? On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Of course, not saying you're the worst. You can be the best. You've got a lot of experience. But until we get you on that playing field, which in this case is the first page of Google, it's nearly impossible to win. Most consumers start and stop their searching on that first page. But even though your company is officially pretty young, when you're on that first page, you can be the guy that wins. You can be the guy that gets the phone call, gets the job, and beat out that bigger, more established business. So, like I said, I can't wear a black eye for HomeAdvisor, Angie's, or whatever they want to call themselves now, but I can certainly do right by your company and make it as affordable as possible. This is actually the lowest rate that we've offered all year so far, so it's a great time to get started. It is, like I said, going to be a fixed rate, so your rate's never going to go up. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of that website is included as well, so we can use photos that you already have, and then as we send you more jobs, you can keep taking more photos or even videos. We can add that content to your website down the line. There would never be any additional cost for that.
Cool. So what do I got to get you some, like, pictures and maybe a logo?
Well, so if you don't already have a logo, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We actually will be scheduling here a follow-up call from our technician. We call it a client interview. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And like I said, if you don't already have a logo, we'll create one for you. We will ask you to email us the photos that you've got.
Okay.
And one thing about your website, once we get it up and active, and it's only going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to complete the website, from that point on, it stays active online, even if we need to change content or add photos. And you can either continue to email us those photos or even upload those yourself through your client dashboard. Part of your tracking and your reporting system does allow you to request content changes, upload photos, print out invoices for tax purposes, all that kind of thing. So there's a lot that you can do with that particular function of our service. Now,
yeah, that's cool.
It's affordable quality electric, right? That's how you would want the business to be branded online.
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
Then, James, is the number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also and it's also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Is it a smartphone?
Yeah,
the 801-928-1432? Okay. Yeah, and then,
yeah,
like I said, most of the time you get direct phone calls. If they fill out the contact form, you get a text and an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden but still attached to that contact form. And, of course, when necessary for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's Burch, B-U-R-C-H, J38@gmail.com.
Okay. And is that last name, first initial, 38@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Burch. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, James, is I did see a physical address. It is on the Angie's profile, the 851 Church Street. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. You're service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first. There's not any physical address, no showroom, no brick-and-mortar location that we would be promoting for your business?
Nope.
Is that your residence?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. Okay. That's actually why
I'm
asking. Yeah, I mean, most service-based businesses are run from the home. Google's very aware of that. In fact, even if that were a shop or like a small office where you did your paperwork, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there.
I know. I was kind of surprised that they put that.
Well, I see it time and again, but you know, Google doesn't want that address on there. Google doesn't want someone to drive out there, especially, you know, if you're in the field most of the time and not answering the door. So Google will, Google's only going to list your city and state, not any physical street address. And then, of course, with the programming, the ads and everything else, we can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions where you most want to be found, whether it's Ogden, Roy, Layton, of course, Salt Lake City or parts of it. We'll get very specific about where you want those calls to be coming from. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I would schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. What I'll also do, and it is required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee, that we're actually including that website at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And, well, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
All right. So, Mr. Birch, give me a second to get that set up. Okay. James, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. James, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Affordable Quality Electric.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Birch, please state your name and your official title within the business.
James Birch, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Birch, as the owner of Affordable Quality Electric, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, James, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Birch, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services in your service area are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. James, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. It's always a little concerning for me when I'm calling one of my clients. I'm calling the business number. It goes to voicemail, or worse still, mailbox not set up or mailbox full. I mean, it's frustrating for me, not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. It's my client. But I also know if I were a potential customer trying to call them and hire them, and I get something like that, I am much more likely to call someone else than I am to try and call back later. So, you know, we don't want you missing any opportunities. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, James, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yep. Okay. It is.
Perfect. Now, Mr. Birch, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here again, reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 29th of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299. And again, that $299 is, in fact, both a fixed rate and a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. This does also include Facebook or Meta ads. My company will incur the hard costs of running those ads for you. Now, as it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, no questions asked or fees involved. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Birch, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, James, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Birch, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does conclude the voice verification. And then, James, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I will do... Give me a look. I haven't been to the bank in a minute. And it's the first of the month.
Right.
Let me see. Yeah, we'll just do my Visa.
Is it your name on the card? Any middle initial on that card?
Yeah, there's an A, James A. Birch.
Okay, and then Mr. Birch, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it is 4342.
Okay.
5810.
Yes, sir.
2208.
Okay.
8429.
And then the expiration month and year?
0925.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
269.
Okay, so I've got 269 on the back, September or 09 of 2025, the expiration date. And Mr. Birch, the card itself was at 4342-5810-2208-8429.
Yep.
Is that bill at the home address, the 851 Church Street in
yeah.
Layton, 84041? Okay.
Yep.
Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Alrighty. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Mr. Birch, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address.
I'm sorry. What's that email address?
Yeah, the email address is support@localsplash.com. And you'll also, like I said, receive all that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text message or the email, let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We are booked out for the rest of the day. The first available tomorrow would be 8 a.m. The last available would be 4 p.m. And it looks like, with just an exception or two, every hour in between has at least one spot available. Did you want something in the morning, late in the day, middle of the day?
Let's do the 4 p.m.
The 4 p.m. Okay, so we'll have that scheduled at 4. It'll be scheduled from 4 until 5. The call itself would probably get to you a little bit after 4, get you off the phone pretty close to 4:30. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. You will, at 3, receive a reminder email. Our automated system will send you a reminder that the call is scheduled at 4. I'll also, in a minute here, send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your record, and you do not need to respond to it. Many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G on that. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent by now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
So if you open up the invoice email, there's of course, the invoice is at the bottom. In the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked and goes directly to where the text message would automatically open up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay. So, of course, we are going to optimize your Google Business Profile. We'll also optimize a Bing listing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website. We'll create that for you, host it, maintain it, update it for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to type or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So, of course, case sensitive, appropriate spacing, and with the middle initial of A. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got James A. Birch right there in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Birch, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know it's month to month, that we've reduced both the setup fee and the subscription cost, that we included the website. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You will know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the next screen and asks you for a username and a password. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay. So first of all, you don't need to worry about that right now. It is coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do that now, so it's asking you to log in. I can give you the username, but there's no password generated just yet. I think if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't been created. Of course, we'll have to start creating that content to have something for you to track. We'll get that going with that client interview at 4. But I did send you a calendar invite. It's got your username, your name, and your phone number, and your username basically is your phone number. Area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number 801-928-1432. That will always be the username on the account. In a couple of days, once your dashboard is activated, you'll get by text and email the username and a default password. You can change that password once you log in if you like. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our technician team, our interview team, giving you that follow-up call tomorrow around 4. I, though, did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get a website out there, get your phone ringing, you know, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. And if it allows you to scale back or even stop paying for those leads, I know that's good for you, but it makes me feel pretty good, too. I've talked to a lot of business owners over the years, and most of them say what you're saying. In fact, a lot of them had said exactly what you said. It was good in the beginning, but not so much anymore. It's a lot of good money going after a lot of bad leads. So hopefully we'll be able to get your phone ringing pretty quick here and allow you to scale back on those leads.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. So me and my brother-in-law were partners, but he's just okay. Too busy. But the business is under his name, David Beeson.
Okay.
So when you look it up, I just haven't got everything switched because I was thinking about changing my company name.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to worry about it for now. But
yeah.
So if you look it up, it's going to say David Beeson. He's my brother-in-law. So if you need to talk to him or anything,
okay.
Maybe a number. I don't know. Do you?
Yeah, let me. Well, I mean, right now you would be the you're basically the owner of the business. Like you said, he's not really involved anymore. I can put him down as an active point of contact if you want us to talk to him. Meaning, we'll try to reach you first, and if we don't reach you, we'll try him. Or if you expect him to call us with questions about the account, I would certainly want to add him as an authorized point of contact. But if ownership has kind of changed hands, whether it's, in fact or on paper, if you're really the only one involved here, and of course I know you said you've got some help, but if you're the only one involved as the owner, I mean, we can leave it as is, but I'm happy to put him down.
No, that's fine. I just didn't want you guys to, like, if you're doing a background thing, look up. Because Angeli did that too, and I forgot what I gave him.
That's okay. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times we'll talk to business owners who say, it is all me 100%. My wife doesn't even help out with paperwork, but technically she owns it. You know, you sign it up as a minority owner, that kind of thing. So we're familiar with variations of this type of thing. There's no questions or no issues, no concerns on my end. Like I said, we don't even have to add him as an authorized point of contact. If you do decide at a later date to change your business name, just let us know. We are creating the content.
Yeah.
We'll be able to update that, change that information, and it would be affected across every application and platform that we'll create. So just let us know if anything changes. Phone number, business name, anything like that. If your services change or if your focus shifts, whatever the case might be, just let us know. We'll keep everything updated for you.
Cool. That is so awesome.
Real pleasure speaking with you, especially towards the end of the day. You know, you've been kind and patient. I don't always get that. In fact, sometimes I get none of that. But it's always nice to speak with someone, especially towards the end of the day, who was as respectful of my time as I hope I have been of theirs, and you certainly were. I definitely appreciate that. But it is going to be someone else from our technician team giving you that follow-up call. Thank you. Our technician will call you tomorrow around or a little after 4.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too, James. You take care, Mr. Birch. You enjoy the rest of the night.
All right.
Thank
All
you.
Right, you too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 330-844-8959 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Scott. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke earlier today regarding branding your business online, doing that website for you. I know you wanted to speak with your associate there. I actually did speak with my supervisor after the call, and I requested a right of first refusal, which means that we've got this position on a hold right now until we actually speak with you first and decide, you know, if you want to move forward or not. You've got the right of first refusal before we make another phone call for this listing. So it is right at the end of the day here. I'll follow up with you early in the day tomorrow, not right in the morning, but I've got a couple of things to take care of, but I'll follow up with you maybe mid-morning tomorrow, and we'll see what you guys decide. Thanks again.